superb, fly like a bird, 16 with the baddest curve, really checking on me, I'm hot, hot, but I'm cooler than your Jews, I'm a big shot, probably see me in the news, explore a safari, you know where your girl be, if you wanna find me, baby you can go.
What's going on, y'all? And we are back with another episode of Stay Woke Radio. It is your boy Jay here, and I'm here today with Key, and we got Bubbles, and we got Z over here, and our special guests again, Miss Ayana and Miss L. So today, we're gonna be talking about is social media overrated? So pretty much, do it for the vine. You gonna live. He slid in my DMs on IG. Shawty snapping, and no matter what she is doing, we are sharing. These are all terms we use to describe experiences we have on social media. A phenomenon that is less than 20 years old. Do we feel this way of interacting is overrated? How can we stay safe on the internet streets? What does it mean to go viral? Does the number of likes you have equal the love you get? Do all followers matter? What gets someone blocked? What is Twitter jail? We will be discussing the world of social media and why it does or doesn't matter. So first, a commercial. Stan Omnimedia, a diversified digital media brand with the mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Learn more by visiting www.wheredoyoustand.com. So before we move on into our first segment, we're going to go into another song. We got Yo Gotti down in the DMs. Don't go anywhere. We gonna be right back.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man. I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him. Snapchat me that pussy. Move. On FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Boy, my DM popping.
Popping.
My DM just caught a body.
Move.
I got celebs in the DM. They're breaking news if they see them. But nah, we don't do no talking.
We don't do no talking.
We see sucker shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I love the gram.
I love the gram.
I'm addicted to it. I know I am.
I know I am.
And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it. You bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go
down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
And we back. So today, the first segment we're going to go into is Twitter. So pretty much, if you guys don't know what Twitter is that one thing that when it first came out, everyone was pretty much on it.
It still is on now.
A lot of people are now. So the first question when it comes to Twitter, before I actually go into talking more about it, one of the things that we decided to talk about when it comes to it is slide in the DMs. Now, if y'all do not know what sliding in the DMs pretty much means, sliding in the DMs pretty much means that you're talking to a girl or you see somebody you like maybe and you just decide, you know what, I want to talk to them. So you just end up texting
Direct them. Messaging them.
Direct messaging them, yeah.
Which is what DM stands for, y'all.
Yep. If you didn't know what DM stands for, direct message. So the first question is, overrated or underrated? So for me, I think Twitter is overrated, mostly because of the fact that so many people have used it.
I think Twitter is overrated because, like, you just pretty much saying random things throughout the day. Like, nobody really cares that you went to Chick-fil-A for lunch. Nobody cares that you had french fries and ice cream because you're depressed. Like, it's okay that you want to tell people how you're feeling, but in all honesty, the people that you're telling this to don't really care.
I think, personally, Twitter is like one of those overrated, social media sites kind of out there right now because, I mean, there's so many, like, people using it, like, you know, like Jay said, you know, the host. The fact that I'm referencing.
Okay. Wait. Before you finish that thought off.
Okay.
Before we move on from this, if you guys want to call in, you know, and give us your opinion, before we move on, and if you want to stay through everything and just talk with us, the number for it is 646-787-8623. The number again is 646-787-8623.
And do it after mine, though, because, you know, that.
Yeah, do it after that. Well, actually, do it after Z.
After Z, yeah.
After Z, that way.
All make our opinions.
Yep. So
you
go on
back.
Oh, yeah, we have a Twitter too, at Stay Woke DC, Instagram at Stay Woke DC, and all of us have our individual accounts as well.
Because even though we said that social media is a little bit overrated, I mean, we still got to stay with the trends, you know?
We have
to communicate with the people. even though we said
overrated is the new lifestyle.
Pretty much, overrated is the new lifestyle.
The second things get trendy, you got to follow
trends.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, I don't follow trends.
Yeah, that's something I don't follow a lot of trends. That's the one thing I don't.
It's not like something that you have to do, but.
Yeah, it's not something you have to do.
I keep up with it to know what all my friends are paying attention to, and they into, so I don't feel left out, because I don't like being left out. But as far as me doing these trends and following everything myself, I don't do that.
That makes sense. When it comes to Twitter, I don't know if you yourself know what it is, but when it comes to Twitter, do you think Twitter is overrated or do you think it is underrated?
I think Twitter is overrated because I see a lot of people going it, although I don't have it because, you know, I'm not really in social media that much, but Twitter to me is like, it's overrated because a lot of people go on it and like mostly everybody has it. And
it seems like nowadays, like most of the time when it comes to social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever, it seems like most of the time, in order to actually communicate with people, you don't actually get like phone numbers anymore. Like what's the phone number again? You have to go on Snapchat and Twitter and Instagram.
You don't even have to DM them.
You can literally just post their picture on Instagram and tag them and be like, text me.
That's true because I've seen it happen a lot. I have actually seen that happen a lot. The second question with that will be, how is it? Well, actually, we went into that when we were talking.
It's definitely more than that.
It's really, especially Twitter, it really keeps you up with a lot of stuff that's been going on. Like,
especially with the new Cheeto that we got in the office.
The cheese curl.
Any name you want to call him, you all, I'm pretty sure, know who we're talking about at this moment. But it also keeps you up with the trends. For me, I actually follow Worldstar, and a lot of stuff that happens with, you know, artists and everything, I get to see it because Worldstar knows about it. So anything that Worldstar knows, I get to know about.
That's the only reason why a lot of people get, you know, Instagram, Facebook.
Like Twitter, to be honest with you, if I wanted to, and really, I feel like I might do it anyway because I don't go on it a lot, and I don't post on it anyway. So I probably wouldn't
know
just
to be.
I know my password, but I don't go. I don't be going. I'll go on to look like through my timeline, and then that's it. I'll scroll through my timeline, and then that's it.
I have to hold you though. I have like 5 Twitters because I forgot like the password.
My Jesus.
When I first made a Twitter account,
you forgot your password, didn't you?
No, I was on it and I posted something. I think I was trying to be irrelevant like everybody else, and I posted that I had Chick-fil-A for lunch. And
like everyone does.
Then you realize, why the hell did I post it?
On top of that, why did you just post Chick-fil-A date? I'm on a Chick-fil-A date, which I like chicken tenders, and I didn't have nothing else to talk about because I still don't understand the point of Twitter. It throws me off a little bit.
You were doing stuff like that.
I've
been doing it too sometimes.
My chicken tender picture and post got 12 likes and 3 retweets.
Hey! That's not bad. Here's how it goes. If you could at least get to at least a decent amount of likes, whether it be Twitter or Instagram, then that's good. If you're getting retweets as well, that's even better.
The one thing I heard before you go most into the next segment.
Before we move into the music.
Right, my bad. I just want to put this out there.
Right.
I use Instagram a lot. I have like 1,000 followers on there. I'm not disclosing my thing because there are creeps are real.
Yeah, creeps around here.
I mean, if y'all want to, call in.
Call in. Let's get it.
I use Instagram, but I don't use Twitter, right?
Right.
And 1,000 followers isn't really a lot in Instagram, but 1,000 followers is a lot on Twitter.
Because
there's like a difference.
Instagram is about who is the cutest.
Yeah,
who
pretty much.
Is the baddest? You got the Instagram models, you got the thirst trappers, you
thirst
got
trappers
everybody.
And
girls, it's about who showed the most skin.
A thirst trapper is pretty much
a male or female
who
likes to show their body.
Yeah,
likes
to show their body. Yeah, pretty much to the world.
Which is why a lot of kids, like back when I was 12 and I had a cell phone, I couldn't actually use. I could use Facebook, but I couldn't use Instagram.
Right.
Twitter.
Well, I mean, Facebook
don't count.
Facebook is what you go on when you want to find out the news or which auntie having a cookout for 4th of July.
Do you not do that for Instagram and Twitter, though?
That's actually true.
Nowadays, which great auntie? Gonna post on Instagram, I got the cookout amount. Because let me tell you this, my auntie just made an Instagram account. Her profile picture is her grandbaby.
Right.
And the only picture
you?
On her page, no, not me.
Okay.
The only picture on her page is her dog.
Okay.
Wait,
nothing,
why?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she might not post on her much. So shameless plug, I have posted the last picture I posted, the last thing I posted on it was like, what, a month ago? Like shameless plug, shameless plug. But I don't really post much on either on any of my social media. The last thing I actually posted, on was yesterday. By the way, Monet, we should talk about what yesterday.
I guess.
I mean, if you're a DC fan. If you're a Wizards fan, then you've pretty much seen what happened.
They lost
by 3. But it was a good game. But either way, it was a good game. We were there.
I'm going to keep it honest.
Thank you, Councilmember White.
Thank you, Councilmember White, for getting us the tickets for that. So shout out to him.
I'm
going to
be honest. I'm not a big basketball fan.
But it was fun. It was lit. In my opinion.
The sideshows are better than the actual bet. Yeah,
I was looking forward to finding the Geico lizard. Yeah.
I was looking forward to the Wizard Girl. I was looking forward to the T-shirt courses and
that we couldn't get none of.
But it's fine. It's cool. It was still fun.
It was fun
though.
It was. I liked
but
it.
But like. Can we get
even if you don't like basketball.
Even if you don't like basketball.
I was there. I heard, even though if you don't like basketball or the Jazz, which was the Wizards played against, or the Wizards.
Yep.
I heard it was really fun.
It was. I actually was able to get something from it. So, with that, we will go into our next song, which is Acehood Bugatti. This is a very, I know a lot of y'all, this might be one of the songs that you just might want to turn up to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
Ice two. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Is the bitch 100k I spent that on my wrist, $200 spent that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again, killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a
joke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, run it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me up, pound it the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses, all in them Porsches. You put this game under afford it. 4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you bore me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Repping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Top me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas is sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock pot bed, them killers is here. Woke up, burn it in my own it. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Want it with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when they're red on your sleep. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet. Me. I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer under LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, finger princess on a honey meal. And what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Good. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you with Haitians.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
Double up. I put bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
First off, we want to say sorry about that. We did actually, in up here, we actually didn't know what happened ourselves when it actually glitched out for a second there. But we're going to play another song for y'all before we move into the next segment. And the next song is going to be YG. Why are you always hating? Because you know, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snap, you always got them haters. So this is the song that y'all might want to play for them. Hope y'all enjoy it, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
In my face, you're not from the clique. Give me space, we might rob your shit. Most say that, baby, they don't love the clique. I thought they love you when you make it. This some other shit. Yeah, this some other shit. Friends and business don't mix, so I'm brotherless. Tryna get back close, hit them with the stiff. Gears a shift, make sure they feel the drift. Just cut the bands all with the team. You should know, cause in every song I said this shit. Yeah, in every song I said this shit. I'm just proud of my accomplishments. I'm a 400 nigga, I don't care at all. Have a suck dick, lick the head off. Heard you talking about I'm real, I'm fraud. Your kids and bro, they straight, you shouldn't care at all.
Please tell me why you always hating. Please tell me old times, how it go down. Slaps on deck for the old town. On mamas, man, I did it with my own sound. And I got my own city that I hold down. Just admit it already. You got plans to do it, boy, we did it already. Got a couple DMs, I done slid in already. Gotta ask YG if he hit it already. Yeah, I'm a star like Moesha's nigga. Running up the numbers like Aisha's nigga. Yeah, I be sliding, I be creeping, nigga. Girls these days, they just don't know how to keep a nigga. But I got it all handled. They try to box me and I got my own angles, yeah. I'ma spend the summer getting to the cake and I'ma wish a nigga would on every candle. I'm like,
please, please tell me why you always wait.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always wait. Please, please tell me why you always wait.
Bet you know now, just you can't throw it with the verse for me both times. In Pot Town, that's automatic, hold down.
What's that?
Ask no questions, just hold it down. Why you hating on the progress? I'm a humble nigga, I don't even pop shit.
What I do?
I just drive the Maybach through the project. And still brazy, I ain't even drive shit. Hate from a distance, please don't try me. Cause we'll turn it up on anybody. I see why they don't like me. Yelling out 400, they go too heavy. I'm with the posse back at it, nigga. That mean come on, I go on platinum, nigga. That mean I got a kingdom with my mattress, nigga. Oh, I got the beady back breaking, nigga.
Please tell me why you always wait.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always wait. Please tell me why you always wait. Please tell me why you always wait.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Stay Woke Radio. I'd like to say this is the co-host Keith. I'd like to apologize for the first song that we played. It was a little bit of a glitch. I don't know what happened. I guess somebody was posting something on Snapchat. I don't know who it was. Next, we're going to go into the next segment, which is talking about Snapchat, the second most popular social media, I guess, in, like, the world. And Snapchat basically is like, oh yeah, let me start with the commercial first, my bad. The Future Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource regeneration to future adults ages 13 to 21 and their families. Our programs are free, and we have food. You also get community service hours. I said community service hours. You know, for all you high school, for all you high school people that need community service hours, there's a lot of you.
You know the ones that be like, I ain't doing anything. You be mad you can't graduate.
Exactly.
You
can't walk on stage. Yep. You can find out more about getting this community service hours. I mean, you know, working for the program at www.thefuturedc.org. Again, it's www.thefuturedc.org. All right, next segment. Snapchat. Question, is it overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I think it's just the right amount.
Actually, know what? You know what, my dad? You know what, Bubbles? Actually, I agree with you on that.
I think it's just the right amount.
Actually, I agree with that because Snapchat actually isn't as bad as people say it. It's not really that bad.
Look, Snapchat, you post what you post, it deletes after 24 hours.
It definitely does, and that's a good thing.
Also, if you know, for the people that don't like to watch other people snap, you go to the Discover side, you find out a lot of stuff. Like, I be watching snaps about puppies, snaps about Oprah running for president. I be finding out new cake recipes. I'm all types of stuff. All right.
Hold on. Real quick, I'm sorry. I remember I told y'all we had the guest in here. I'm sorry about that. They didn't get the chance to say anything the first part. But we'll go back at the end of it, and we'll actually get their input on the first one. So go ahead, continue. All
right. I, on the other hand, you know, being a somewhat trending social media addict, kind of, I would like to disagree. I like to peacefully disagree. I think Snapchat is still, like every other social media site, very overrated because, I mean, you're right about how, like, Snapchat is, like, you know, you make videos, Oh yeah, if you didn't know that, Snapchat is basically you make videos, you post it online, they get deleted every 24 hours. It's good because.
I don't believe they get deleted.
Yeah, they get deleted. I mean, they get the. I mean, they do.
Well, other people can't see them after 24 hours unless you deep research and
I guess the government might have it. I guess they don't, you know. Yeah, the government holds all information, but you know the people can't see it. The people that cannot see it. I'm sorry. In 24 hours. Once 24 hours is done, it's gone. I think personally it's overrated because, I mean, you also can't, you also don't know how many people follow you and all that stuff. So, you know, there's not any of that popularity type
yes,
of pressure.
You, do.
You can tell me if people follow you.
Yeah.
You have to show me after this show. Okay. I guess nobody, yeah, I guess, yeah, nobody,
nobody
else.
Nobody else knows how many people follow you, but you know how
yeah,
many
you
people
know how many
follow
people you. Follow you, but nobody else does, yeah.
Well, I was wrong about that. But the point is that for Snapchat, I mean, people tend to use social media, including Snapchat, almost especially Snapchat, to, like, you know, start fights with other people and, like,
that
and, like,
say
a whole bunch of drama and all
that. That is very true.
Every social media that I've seen, Saraha, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, what is this, MySpace, and whatever they have for you know, other social media and all that.
Saraha is the
stuff. Oh, no.
It is.
7 minutes. That was a little bit of a mistake.
It's for bluff.
Saraha's for bluffs, you think?
Yes,
so?
It is.
Saraha is a, I'll also explain that while.
It's also, yeah, that's also.
It's pretty much, you can say whatever you want to say, and nobody knows it's you that say it. So for all you keyboard killers that like to talk about people and don't want people to find out that it's you, Saraha is your website.
That's pretty much that.
Or if you, or, because we got always think of the positives, right? Or if you want to just have a very, like, give people a compliment. Without them knowing it's you, you know, for some odd reason.
Ooh, damn. Or, well, good, continue. I'll say.
Or if you don't want your question to know that you like them.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Give me that. Give me some, bro. Give me that.
Wait, I'm
coming. Okay, you guys don't know or can't hear it, we're, we in the studio, we eating pancakes at the moment.
I hope they don't hear us eating, like, doesn't that sound kind of weird? Like, all that smacking them up. All right, now, anyways, Getting off of that though. Snapchat to me is overrated. Anybody else have any input? Is it overrated, y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Z, why do you think it's overrated? I think it's overrated because, like, again, nearly everybody has it. I even have it on my phone. I'm trying to uninstall it, but
okay,
no, I don't know, it's not working. So. I was just thinking about making an account on there and just, you know, keeping the Snapchat. But I'm not really sure if I should keep it because I don't think it's safe. Because you just post the pictures and stuff. I think, in another reason, but you know what I'm saying? I think it's another way for catfishing because we got all these filters.
That's another reason why social media is bad.
Oh, that. No.
Good, that's a good idea. I actually didn't think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Z was offended. My bad, Z. That was just serious.
Oh, man.
You done messed up now. Sorry about that, y'all. Minor technical difficulty, but it's easily fixed.
Anyway, Snapchat, it got all. I know you got the bunny ears and, you know, you can take pictures with friends and stuff and post them. That's what I like about it.
I like
the
bunny
ears.
I don't use filters.
But when I heard about, you know, tracking devices through social media.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Let me see that mic.
I'm glad Snapchat took that away.
Yeah, Snapchat did take
that
away.
So the Find My Friend thing, and you can see if your friend's close and nearby where all your friends at and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
that's,
glad
that's
took
creepy.
That
they got rid of it?
Yeah,
they got rid of it, but that's creepy.
Because I don't like people knowing where I'm at. Because if I tell you I'm in the house, but I'm actually someplace, I want you to know that I'm in the house and I'm not where I'm
at. Right.
Oh, man.
Before this, we have a few things. But first, the first guest, Miss L. On your input for Snapchat first, do you think Snap is overrated or underrated?
You know, personally, I think it's underrated because, you know, it's just so many features.
there's a lot of features on Snapchat.
You know what I mean? Like, just the ability to send quick messages.
That's true.
I think about it, you know, in terms of
Snapchat has
some
good things and some bad
things. Capitalist system, you know what I'm saying? Right.
You're
sending messages in the Snapchat, and then they just disappear. And you can't see somebody's phone, but, you know, also, the Big Brother's not going to find you.
For all the kids that be talking about stuff they're not supposed to be talking about.
It's a sneak device, though, like, for that reason. You be on Snapchat, like, I'm bad, but then you be on Facebook, and you be like, oh.
Right.
They really do,
right? They really do. Thank you for that. Ayanna, your info. Whoa. Well, actually, she said that one. But yes, Ayanna, your input. Overrated or underrated on Snapchat?
All of it is overrated. Snapchat, MySpace.
Yeah, she believes that all of it is underrated. I mean, not underrated, overrated.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with it.
Here she is.
I mean, at the end of the day, I believe that social media has really handicapped folks from being able to engage and build intentional relationships.
That's true.
Folks think a status is real communication. Folks think a like is like a like. Like, you can't pay your rent with no likes. You will get put out. You can't say, I got 1 million followers. I want to buy this house with 1 million followers. It's play money.
If something like that happens, that would actually be kind of, one, it'd be cool, but two, like, that's kind of something that would never really happen.
That will never happen in life. Like,
it wouldn't.
Oh, I got 2.K followers. Oh, I'm about to get this house. Like, no.
They can build the house.
Slim. That's not gonna work.
You can be like,
Z, if you could really quick, before we go to our music, we hear that you have a business. As a middle school, that is actually very, very a good thing, being able to just have a business at a middle school age. So if you could tell us a little bit about your business, give us a quick commercial of it before we go on our break with our next music.
Okay, so our business is called It Is Real, and we sell all natural beauty products, and we sell lip balm.
Y'all girls that love being all natural.
We sell lip balm it comes with varieties of flavors, and we sell shea butters. It's not like shea butter, but we call it, you know, body butters because you put it all over your body.
Right.
And you can also put it in your hair because it's for anything. And we also got a website at Facebook and Instagram, so you can follow us on that. And we also sell we have about 15 flavors in them, so you can check out our website at fortisbro.com and you know, that's it.
Oh boy, I think I might buy me some beauty supplies. Shea butter and all that, lip gloss. Yep.
Well, thanks to that,
crusty elbows that you be scratching people with.
Oh, you're right. You're going on this radio thing. Just let you guys know, my elbows are very much not. Yeah, I can't see it. They're very much not crusty to start, but not that crusty.
He tried to cover it up. But thank you for that, Z. And I really do hope that y'all go to be a really big business.
Yes, save them really college coins because it's expensive.
Yeah.
For no reason.
By the way, the lip balms are $2. The shea
butters
that we use is $5. Okay. And
the oils
is $10.
Do we get a discount for anything?
Yes, actually, if you purchase one of our items, then we give you a coupon, and then the next time you visit or, you know, order something, then you could use it. You can use the coupon for like lip balm or body butter or something. So not a vaccination. If you purchase an item, you don't directly get the coupon. You have a brochure. We have brochures that have coupons in them. And if you purchase an item, you get a brochure.
when you get a brochure, you can tap the coupon and it says 10% off, or a raffle ticket.
Stay woke radio, y'all.
Stay woke radio, y'all. Good. Okay.
So, moving back into our schedule. The next, so we're going to go on our quick next and almost last break. So, doing this, we're going to start it off again with another song. We're going to do Pitbull featuring Chris Brown. Fun. Don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to be right back.
And it's my favorite song.
Yep. And this is Bubbles' favorite song.
I don't know this song.
Chris Brown, set it up.
Into it, we got another song right after this. We got T.I. No Mediocre, because you know, for some of us guys, we don't like no girl who's like that, you know what I'm saying?
Because they are stuck in social media and they want these Instagram models.
See, me, I don't be for me. Okay, so we're not gonna talk about that. We're not gonna talk about no Instagram stuff. Instagram stuff don't come up right
now.
That
was segment one. Let's go back to segment, you know.
So, going back to it, No Mediocre, I just don't. Like, it's pretty much just saying no basic girls. I think it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So, hope y'all enjoy this song, and we'll be back in a moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hey. Hey. Okay. Okay.
true shit. All the fucking bad bitches. I don't want no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No, bad bitches only. Ain't no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You a bad bitch. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven. Six bitches with me. And none on mediocre. From their head to their tongue. They so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air. Solid swell. I never fuck a bitch if she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no dick if it's a push down there. Girl, I should see nothing but pussy when I look down there. They come fuck with a nigga, what better to do? He callin' at you, how you doing? Tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kick back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me fucking if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face hat and she don't have. And wanna leave, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the keys to a new dry jam. When she took it, I took it back. You should've asked for a beer. That mediocre bitch. I don't want no mediocre, we don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad bitches only, ain't no mediocre, we don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, you bad bitch, starting on a mediocre, on a mediocre, you start on a mediocre, seven, six, six bitches with me, and none on mediocre, from their head to their toes, they don't fall from mediocre, yeah.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, pardon me, but I don't think none of these bitches fucking with me. Why the billboard bitch stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady, fuck you. Pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with a $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
Yeah. Fuck bad bitches, I don't want no mediocre. We don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad bitches only, ain't no mediocre. We don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You a bad bitch, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, six bitches with me, and none on mediocre. From their head to their toes.
I'm every deal with a bitch. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a bitch. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a bitch. Yeah, I'm the type of nigga split a meal with a bitch. Hold up, only is she bad, though. I had tryna find someone that better than my last. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say your dick so little she can fit it in her ass. Told me she can't write that shit no further than a cag. Said I got that dumb dick, she wanna be my doula. So she give me brain, getting head on the scooter. Had sex on the beat from Bermuda up to Cuba. I just put a lot of dime, but I'm looking for you to be, you shit. What she said when she got to the pit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Super thick, pretty face. Menage they didn't take 20 at the same time. Wanna get your rent paid?
Fuck bad bitches. I don't want no mediocre. We don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No, bad bitches only. Ain't no mediocre. We don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You a bad bitch. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven. Six bitches with me and none on mediocre. From their head to their toes.
And here we go, we back. So before, so this will be the first and last time. So, Miss Bubbles, lead this off for us.
Are we doing Instagram? Okay.
Yes, sir. Your most favorite thing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know.
Is Instagram overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
It's overrated.
What the hell is catfishing, guys?
What is
that? That's
okay,
right.
Catfishing.
Yeah, a lot of people might know what catfishing is. Hopefully, y'all know what catfishing is, but for those who don't.
Catfishing is when you slide in somebody DMs, as we discussed earlier, and you're not who you say you are.
There you go.
And then you get this person hooked up, get them feeling all good and feeling some type of way. And then you're not who you said you are, and then people be ready to beat you up.
Mm.
No violence, though. Talk it out.
No violence. No violence. We are a non-violent place.
Non-violent.
Stay woke. Don't stay violent. Stay woke.
But, like, Instagram is so overrated. You got these so-called quote-unquote relationship goals.
That too.
Like,
oh, wait. We had something else about it too, wasn't it?
We did.
Insta smashing. And for those of you who don't know,
Insta smashing. It is a very new term. Like, literally, it's brand new. Like, people just Insta smashing. In other words, I'm attached until you slide in my DM.
Yeah, it don't sound how you think it sounds.
Meaning, this girl think you cute. She likes 6 of your pictures. You think she cute. You like 4 of her pictures. She like 4 more of your pictures. Y'all keep going back and forth liking each other's pictures. It's like y'all constantly tapping that until somebody
finally says,
I want you.
What up?
I want you. And I like you. Now we could do this the easy way. Or we could do it the hard way.
Or just keep liking the pictures.
I knew exactly what you
I guess that's the hard
like,
way. But, okay, so.
But,
oh, go ahead.
Insta smash. Do not Insta smash.
Because it might not turn out the same way.
It takes too long. And you don't get the results that you want.
It just everyone be like, hey, girl.
So, a lot of y'all may know. Instagram being the OG of the social media. It is OG.
It's the OG of the social media if you're 10 years old.
But you're right. For our generation.
For our generation, it's Snapchat.
But for I guess everybody else, it was what? MySpace, I guess?
MySpace or Facebook.
Black Planet.
Yeah, I don't even know.
If you want to be technical, for our generation, the OG social media was me.
Let's tell them what Mies is. Mies was a site that you can go on there, you can create a character. You can go into different chat rooms and everything and just talk to other people and have fun.
Right. It's like
you can build relationships in that joint too.
Right. It was like I swear I was in like 12,000 relationships.
I might make me a meme.
It's down.
No, it's still up. It's just stupid.
Yeah. But it also have another thing that came out like right after me, which is a Movie Star Planet.
That's the new me. Along with WeWorld.
Oh no. You remember WeWorld though.
I ain't played that. That was stupid. My thing was Mies. Pop Tropical. Oh,
that's what I was thinking of.
And,
Slim. What?
Keep it
shot. IMDU?
Yes, that.
IMDU. Slim, IMDU was so weird.
I know.
It was worse than me, bro.
It was.
I always wanted to play that.
Because the graphics was so much better.
The graphics were better.
And they allowed you to do more.
They allowed you to do a lot of things in the IMDU.
AKA, let you be a thought
beyond love. They indeed did. They definitely did.
Another word for thought is just
someone
who likes
being
sexually active in the wrong ways, if you get my
point. Wrong. That's a nip.
That is definitely a nip. A nip is a girl or a person. Yeah.
Anywho, we all popping in on
that. No, not really. No, actually, not really.
There are nymphs and stuff like that on Instagram. It definitely is nymphs on Instagram. Before you finish off, let me tell you about what I see on Instagram. Which is why I don't allow kids on there.
Kids is not. Kids don't go on Instagram. They already
on there posting gang signs.
They probably juice boxes.
The $4 they got for Christmas. They already on there.
I be seeing like. Prostitutes and nymphs.
Musically, it's on Instagram because they post videos. We should start calling this an hour.
Let me finish. I'm saying this real quick. We only got 4 minutes according to this clock.
According to this,
I be saying like people like
sell themselves like on hire. Yeah. Like on Instagram, I be seeing like all this big nasty stuff like
new big wild stuff.
Like their mood in like the bad way. Like it's not like I'm in the mood for eating.
No, like
I'm in the mood for like other things.
They in the
no, okay. Wait. So when you say eating,
they trying to be
eating.
No. What I was about to say to that is, you realize that's innuendo, right? And for those of you who do not know what innuendo is, a double entendre. A double entendre is something that you say something, and it can be taken into
multiple
contexts. So with what he said, eating, that is a double entendre because you could be talking about eating.
No,
I'm not gonna say the word.
Let's get back on topic.
Yes. But, yes.
On Instagram, I'm tired of these relationship quotes.
That too.
I'm tired of this. I want Bae to send me a late night long paragraph about how much he loves me. Like, okay, I don't got time for that. I know you love me. I'm me. I love me too. Like, I know you. On top of that, like, dang, can I get a flower? Can I get some candy? Like, I don't want you to send me these long 3, 4, 5, 6 minute reading paragraphs about how great I am. Tell me something I don't want right now.
Yeah.
On a more professional thing, even though we were talking about some
very wild stuff.
Casual, informal things.
Yes.
Let's keep things professional for a moment. And I like to say that Instagram, in addition to having all this
actually very informal, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Can we stop with these couples matching outfits? Like, y'all is
That's what I'm trying to get you. Things on Instagram. Like, some of the posts on Instagram are made to actually, like, kind of guide, regular people who don't even use social media
to start using it.
So, like, to do new things. Like, relationship goals. Everyone wants relationship goals because it starts on Instagram.
Right.
Snapchat.
Everybody starts saying, relationship goals.
But if
when they're not even in a relationship.
If those relationship goals weren't, like posted,
right,
people wouldn't be so worried about, like, how the relationship is going because you wouldn't be saying stuff like that. Like, just worry about your relationship. Don't worry about what people post about their relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Relationship goals direct people, and nowadays people don't even know what they like no more. They just like what they see on Instagram.
That's
right, because Instagram is like a big hitting figure. It guides the way people see things, and that's not right because, not everything is the way they post it.
Like,
so,
can I get full roses and a bag of hot Cheetos with some Starbursts? That's all I ask for. That's too difficult.
Nah, but on Instagram, they be asking you to grab a
Is that difficult?
Yeah, that's true. They do. So, we're coming to the closing of the show because we have a little over 90 seconds left. We're coming to the ending of the show, and I want to go back and finish this, the closing off. I guess I'll do the closing. The closing for us is: will you float with us in the Martin Luther King Peace Walk?
Yep.
You heard us correctly. We will be riding on the Future Foundation's float and want to invite you to participate.
90 seconds.
Sure. The fun goes down Monday, January 15, 2018. Not y'all. At 10 a.m., but you must meet us here at 9:30 a.m. to get your place in line. We will be at 2500 MLK Avenue, Southeast, in Section 9.
Are you counting
the closing? So next week, we're actually going to be doing not an average.
60 seconds.
We're not going to be doing an average thing. This is going to be the first time you might hear us do this. We're actually going to be doing an interview type of show next week.
Y'all going to learn some more about these Shea Butters.
Yeah. We're going to do an interview with them themselves, see how they got the idea, where they're hoping it takes off to. So I want to thank everyone who's listening in tonight, who kept up with us. And if you guys have anything to say, you could always still call it. You could have called in, let us know your input, because everybody has a different opinion on it. Some people think it's underrated. Some people think it is. I was explaining this before.
10 seconds.
Sure. This is us. This is Jay, Bubbles, Key, and Z signing off.
Hold on. I just want to thank y'all because my birthday is coming up. I'm joking, y'all. Last podcast that we did, it was my birthday, and now it's passed. I'm about to get to the important part. I'd like to thank all y'all for saying happy birthday. I said it last time. I'd like to thank you all. This is my first podcast where I'm 19. So yeah, like, thank y'all. Y'all really did.
Congrats to the boy, man.
All right, but that's
so,
remember y'all, stay woke.
Stay woke, man. Y'all know the name of this show. If y'all ain't know, y'all know it now. This is all of us from Stay Woke Radio, Stay Woke DC, Stay Woke Radio, telling y'all to keep up with everything and don't let everything you watch on social media determine what you do. And again, we're going to end this off now. We're going to end it off with another of Bubbles' favorite songs. And a lot of other people, maybe people of our generation and their song. This is going to be Jacquez with Bed or B-E-D.
Remember, y'all. Stay woke.
Jacquees.
Stay woke.
All right, thank
y'all.
Jacquees, signing off, y'all. And we're going to end it off on this note. Later, y'all.
I know you want to love, but I just want to fuck. In my PCD, grinding slowly. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Hey girl, you know the deal. I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be. In my PCD, grinding slowly. Hey, what it is? What you wanna know? I done ripped about 100 shows. You'll be coming back to me. Hey, you'll be coming back to me. Always worried about the mother hoes. Hey, you be on me when the money's on. Hey, they be looking out for queens. Hey, they be looking out for queens. Bitch bad, no Kanye. When we do it our way. 2015 wine, yeah. I get no damn about what your mom said. Rolling wrist on the shit. 21 with no kids. About to rain on the beach. I'ma rain on the beach. Oh, yeah. But I just wanna fuck. In my PCD, grinding slowly. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Hey girl, you know the deal. I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be. In my PCD, grinding slowly. Baby girl, see the action. Don't know why you acting. She on ready, set, go. She won't never let go. Need it all for a fraction. No, she think of Michael Jackson. Billie Jean moonwalk. I need the front and the back end. She in love with the fashion. But she in love with the flashing. Bitch, this ain't your money. Bitch, I spend it on you cause you know I have it. With my walls in the six. X toes, yeah, they six. I'ma rain on a bitch. Really rain on a bitch. Wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Peace.